bolster your immune system, help alleviate stress, take in those minerals and vitamins that you really need, nutrients like vitamin B, omega fatty acids 3, 6, and 9, and many more nutrients. More Beauty now offers hemp seed oil. We all know that health is wealth. We must do all we can to maintain it. More Beauty offers 100% hemp seed oil, a natural option. Hemp seed oil, available from More Beauty. Order yours today from theembassyofthemoors.org. Theembassyofthemoors.org. Nationality is really important to consider in this, that it must be proclaimed and formally declared and documented. I'm not saying everyone go out and run and join a temple or anything like that, but you have to join, try to find a governing body to align yourself with, a place that actually is a body politic that's working in this regard to create a nationally recognized movement for the best interests of its people. Because in actuality, and I had actually misspoke about this before, we are the people in the Constitution. We are the people. But we have been cajoled from that. We have been swindled, bamboozled, led astray from that. We've gotten off the mark as far as people are concerned. Let me explain something. I follow or watch various content presenters throughout every given day, and also tend to watch mainstream news and everything else, because I tend to believe that you have to get information from various sources, being discerning, in order to reach certain determinations to form your conclusions. I mean, you have to read books that probably even go against your basis of ideologies. You have to read material, go over material that others may not necessarily agree with. So I only said that to say, not that I agree or disagree with particular individuals that I present on all my content that I hope I'm providing for people. But I know that some people may not agree with my standpoint or with those that offer up content and material for people to make up their own minds. So tacit acquiescence. Basically, you are assuming a position where you are under control, basically the de facto government. So the Vatican, all this stuff is under the Vatican order, Jesuit order, all that. And the de facto government, as it's been expressed, falls under that as well. And all these instruments like driver's licenses, different licenses to conduct commerce, fall under that as well. Sovereignty. Will it solve the Negro problem? Now, what I was going to do was get into what the Negro problem actually is, and it should actually be readily apparent to most of you, to all of you, to any reasonable person, what the Negro problem is, what it has been, and what it will continue to be if we don't change our status as individuals, as well as have a body politic that is diplomatic in nature. Because there are some in many a discussion that I've been involved in relative to this movement per se, the Moorish movement, has involved those who believe that it requires an army. And forgive me if it sounds extreme or, you know, again, provocative, but if you want to change things, it's going to sound rather provocative to have these conversations. We need to have these talks. I've also heard conversely that it's not required to really have an army, that all it takes really, because when you think about it, these different groups that exist as nations within a nation that are here in this country, they have a homeland, but they don't necessarily have an army here. They have nationality. And it just so happens they're not the ones that are actually experiencing the same. Well, maybe, you know, in some cases, yeah, case by case, but it's more so for those of us who consider ourselves melanated people or Asiatics per se that encounter these problems. Some would say tyrannical issues. So it would occur to me that there needs to be some national footing and standing. Now, I run across Texas State Resolution 1014, recognizing Moorish Americans for their contributions to our state and nation. Senate Resolution number 1014, whereas the Senate of the State of Texas is pleased to recognize Moorish Americans for their many contributions to our state and nation. And whereas Moorish Americans trace their history to ancient kingdoms on the African continent through the ages, their notable endeavors in architecture, science, and art have had a great influence on the rest of the world. And whereas Moorish Americans have been a part of the American melting pot for hundreds of years, they are inspired by the ideals of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And they enrich the communities in which they choose to live and to pursue those fundamental principles. And whereas Moorish Americans strive to promote peace and harmony in their communities, to help one another become productive citizens, and to support the rights and principles enshrined in the United States Constitution. And whereas Moorish Americans are proud of their rich heritage, and they have continued to uphold their most treasured cultural traditions, even as they have become an integral part of the fabric of American society. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Senate of the State of Texas, 84th Legislature, hereby commend the Moorish Americans of Houston on their rich and manifold contributions to the history and culture of this state, and be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be prepared for them as an expression of high regard from the Texas Senate. I wanted to touch on things that have to do with us as a people. There are 9 areas of activity occurring among people. 9 major areas of people activity. And it's an overview from Produce Justice, the Counter-Racist Code, from Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. According to compensatory logic, there is reason to believe that what each person does or says each and every day has an effect that is either constructive or non-constructive. Also, according to compensatory logic, there is reason to believe that what each person does or says each and every day has the effect of having to produce justice, which is a balance between people, or helping to maintain and expand the practice of non-justice, non-balance between people. Also, according to compensatory logic, there is reason to believe that what each person does or says each and every day has a direct or indirect effect on what happens to all people, or all the people rather, in the known universe, what could be called the 9 major areas of people activity. 9 areas are economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war, and or counter. So these are things we also have to consider when we are making, you know, inquiry about these problems that we're having, otherwise known as the Negro problem, and when we consider possibly becoming sovereign people. The Negro problem.
According to Wikipedia, the Negro problem is a collection of 7 essays by prominent Black American writers, such as W.E.B. Du Bois and Paul Laurence Dunbar, edited by Booker T. Washington, and published in 1903.
So there it is there. Let me kind of go into it. What's detailed in these essays, in these 7 essays. The Negro Problem by Booker T. Washington et al. Let's see. It's here are the headings in the writings here. Industrial Education for the Negro by Booker T. Washington. The Talented 10th by W.E.B. Du Bois. The Disenfranchisement of the Negro by Charles Chestnut, The Negro and the Law, Wilford Smith, The Characteristics of Negro People, H.T. Keeling, Representative American Negroes, Paul Laurence Dunbar. I wonder if there's a school named after him. Dunbar, it sounds familiar. The Negro Place in American Life at Present Day. Considering the 240 years of his slavery and the comparatively short time he has enjoyed the opportunities of freedom, his place in American life and the present day is credible to him and promising for the future. There can be no healthy growth in life of a nation without a self-reliant spirit animating the whole body. If it amounts to optimism, devoid of egotism and vanity, so much the better. This spirit necessarily carries with it intense pride of race or of nation, as the case may be, and ramifies the whole mass, inspiring and shaping its thought and effort, however humble or exalted these may be. As it takes all sorts and conditions of men to make up a social order, instinct with ambition and the activity which work race and nation, and these are reinforced by self-reliance, courage, and correct moral living, the possible success of people may be accepted without equivocation as a foregone conclusion. I have found all these requirements so finely blended in the life and character of no people as that of the Japanese, who are just now emerging from the double night of ages into the vivifying sunlight of modern progress. So when you sum this all up, it really details conditions during an earlier period of time. And I would suggest that we are still within those same conditions that are set out through those essays. And because we're still experiencing these problems that have actually intensified and have kept us in the positions that we're still in and have been for all this time, because we're still dealing with things and things are actually getting, they're not getting any better. There needs to be a serious reformative change. And I don't believe that it can come from a system that does not have you in the best interest. They're interested in the corporate aspect of it. They're not interested in your position as a human being. That is just my take on it, because we fall for these symbolic gestures and everything, and that's where we get really stuck. We fall for these, for the symbolism, we fall for the idolatry, we fall for the celebrity. And what must be reminded of, we must remind ourselves that entertainers are not leaders. They're not permitting you to make up your own mind, you're falling under the influence of their guise. So let's go through some, you know, along the lines of sovereignty and everything, let's go through some dual purpose meanings here, corporate side versus private side. So on the corporate side, the public side, you're considered a person, which is a servant, a subject. You're disenfranchised. So let me go down the servant column. In an optic that I found called Words for Servants. You're a person that is subservient. As a servant, you're a person who's birthed into commerce. Birthed into commerce. So as a Moor, you're birthed. It's just that the spelling's different. We already know about spelling. You cast spells with spelling words a certain way. That's why they call it spelling. So you're birthed into commerce. You are registered. You're artificial, fictional, dead, a creature of the state, public, in the public, a member of the public, a debtor or a taxpayer. You're limited. You request your submission. You're under submission. Application, appeal, petition, plead, beg, permit. Public servants need permits. You're a public servant on the public side. You are a defendant in their courts under their system. Words like violation, infringement, infraction, offense, penalty, ticket, fine, misdemeanor, all applies to servants.